Morning. In case I forget at the end, we have communion today. I've been famous for that, so just keep that in mind. If you can open your Bibles to Acts chapter 28, we're going to finish the book today. We'll be going through the verses 17 through 31. And I titled this, Paul's Ministry in Rome. If you recall last week, we saw Paul on the island of refuge, or the island of Malta, helping tend a fire. But then while he was putting some sticks in, a viper bit him. And the natives looked at him. And he went from being a murderer to, when nothing happened to him and he survived it, to being a god. And we saw from that he went to his healing ministry. And he first healed the father of Publius. And then all the ones on the island, when they saw this, started coming to them with their sick, and he started healing them. And he was sharing the gospel all the time. And we see from history, it tells us that Publius became either the bishop or the head of church on Malta. And then he went over to Athens and became a bishop over there. So we saw God's work at Malta and why he took them there and brought them there. But after 3 months of being on Malta, they headed for Rome on another grain ship, sailing to Syracuse and then on to Puteoli. And from there, they headed to Rome, meeting the brethren along the way. And we left off with Acts chapter 28, verse 16. It said, now when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard. But Paul was permitted to dwell by himself with the soldier who guarded him. So let's read through these verses, and then we'll pray and discuss them. Starting at verse 17, and it came to pass, after 3 days, that Paul called the leaders of the Jews together. So when they had come together, he said to them, men and brethren, though I have done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers, yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans, who, when they had examined me, wanted to let me go because there was no cause for putting me to death. But when the Jews spoke against it, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, not that I had anything of which to accuse my nation. For the reason, therefore, I have called for you to see you and speak with you, because for the hope of Israel I am bound with these chains. Then they said to him, we neither received letters from Judea concerning you, nor have any of the brethren who came reported or spoken any evil of you. But we desire to hear from you what you think. For concerning this sect, we know that it is spoken against everywhere. So when they had appointed him a day, many came to him at his lodging, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets, from morning till evening. And some were persuaded by the things which were spoken, and some disbelieved. So when they did not agree among themselves, they departed after Paul had said one word. The Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophet to our fathers, saying, go to this people and say, hearing you will hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it. And when he said these words, the Jews departed and had a great dispute amongst themselves. Then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him. Let's pray. Father, as we come before you today, Father, we just ask that you would open these words up to us, Father, that you would open our hearts to receive what you have to say. That not only we would hear what you have to say, Father, but we would see it and apply it in our lives, Lord. Lord, we thank you for everything that you do for us, and we thank you for this word. Bless this time we have together, not only in fellowship, but also later for the communion. In Jesus' name, amen. So verse 17, it says, "Then it came to pass after 3 days that Paul called the leaders of the Jews together. So when they had come together, he said to them, 'Men and brethren, though I have done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers, yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans.'" It was not long before that, if you recall, there was an edict of Claudius that all the Jews were banished from Rome. Claudius passed away in like October of 54 AD. So we know that after that, many of the Jews started coming back. Now, it was more than likely the Christian Jews that were told to leave, because they were the ones that were the problem, that everybody was against them. And Paul, it is believed, arrived here at Rome in the spring of 60 AD. So it was more than probably a little more than 5 years after Claudius had passed, and his grandnephew, the legally adopted stepson Nero, succeeded him as emperor. So Nero is the emperor at this time. So Paul speaks to them respectfully, calls them men and brethren. He also seems to set the stage here for his defense. He professes his innocence, that he had not been given any just occasion to the Jews to bear him ill will. He says, "I committed nothing against the people of the Jews.